Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Our first Wild Card Wednesday is from Carol. She requested some 80s Clapton. Yeah, 80s Clapton. That's Forever Man by Eric Clapton. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Hey, I would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who came out last night to see Airplane. We were close to selling out. We had a huge crowd last night. And, man, that movie is funny. That is a funny movie. And it's a blast to watch that movie with a big audience. And, you know, to see it on the big screen is really great. I've seen Airplane. I don't know, I can't even tell you the number of times I've seen the movie. But just to watch it with a big crowd and everybody was laughing and to hear what some people would really laugh at, you know, what would get like the huge laughs and what would get like a couple of chuckles here and there. Now, one of the little behind the scenes, because I always like to tell, you know, stories and give you like a little tidbits of information about the movie. There was a lot of fun. I talked a lot about Airplane last night. And that the original cut of Airplane was a little over 2 hours long. And the cut that you now see, the cut that we showed last night, is only 88 minutes long. So they cut over a half an hour of it. And they did this based on meaning Jerry and David Zucker, the brothers, and Jim Abrams, who were the writers and directors of the movie. And they did this based on a bunch of test screenings that they did. They did a bunch of screenings, and they decided that they were going to cut, even if it was stuff that they loved, they were going to cut everything that didn't get a huge laugh. That was their theory was, we're going to cut everything. If it doesn't get a big laugh, it's gone. And we are only going to be what is going to remain are nothing but big laughs. And that's exactly what they did. They cut over a half an hour out of it. And to hear these guys tell the story, they cut out some of their favorite jokes, some of their favorite scenes that they didn't get the laugh that they wanted. They wanted a particular laugh. They wanted a consistency in the jokes. They wanted all the jokes to be big laughs. And they ended up doing that. Dan, what was the mathematical thing? It was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
There was a joke every 30 seconds, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
They did a magazine, a website.
I think it was Forbes.
Forbes did a scientific study where they measured a bunch of comedies and then they figured out the movie that has the most laughs per minute or the most laughs ever. And it turned out to be Airplane. And there's like a laugh every 30 seconds, according to this.
Three laughs per minute.
Three laughs per minute.
Yeah.
Three laughs per minute. And that sounds about right, having just watched the movie a few hours ago. Three laughs per minute seems right to me. And it is just such an unbelievably funny movie. And it was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We had a lot of first-timers out. Some people had never seen Airplane before, which I was like, huh? I was like, oh. I've never seen Airplane before. One kid was 10. So I was like, okay, you're forgiven. You're 10. I can understand that. But there's so many unbelievably funny things in that movie. And, you know, all these guys who were cast because they were serious actors. Like Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor. He always played very straight, very serious roles. And Robert Stack, Lloyd Bridges, all these guys, Peter Graves, these were guys who were known for their very serious and stoic roles. And in fact, Robert Stack was offended when he got the script. He's like, what the hell is this? And people were like, no, you got to take this. This is really funny stuff. So it was a lot of fun and just so many funny moments in that movie. And we really talked about it a lot after the movie. It was a short movie, so we had a long post-show discussion. And I was talking about some behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, for instance, the part that Robert Hayes plays, Ted Stryker, the lead in the movie, David Letterman was up for that role. And there's actually, like, a screen test that you can see online of Letterman auditioning for it. And it's just Letterman. It's funny because I've seen it several times. this the screen test of David Letterman, and it's Letterman sort of half-assing it, just like Letterman would. You know what I mean? Because Letterman, he knew the guys who made the movie. He knew the Zucker brothers, and he knew Abrams. And they were like, you're a really funny guy. Why don't you try out for the movie? And he never wanted to do it. He never thought of himself as an actor or anything like that, you know? And so he did it. And you can tell when you watch the screen test of Letterman trying to do a scene from Airplane as Ted Stryker, it's like, it's just Letterman just going, yeah, all right, I'll do it, whatever. It's really funny to see. Sigourney Weaver was up for the female lead that Julie Haggerty got, and it was her first movie. They had to ask permission from the Bee Gees because they use Stayin' Alive in the movie, but the brothers and Abrams wanted to speed it up. They wanted to make it go fast. They wanted to speed it up, so they had to ask permission from the Bee Gees to speed up the song. And this is how the movie came out in 1980, and this is sort of like how dated just a couple of things are. Otherwise, it's very, very, it's, you know, timeless and funny and ridiculous. But, like, for instance, it opens with a Jaws joke. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you guys remember how Airplane opens? Does anybody remember? It's like a shot of the clouds, and then you hear, dun-it, dun-it, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then you see the fin of the, what looks like a shark fin, but it's actually the tail of the plane. Through the clouds, and it goes back and forth, and then it finally jumps up, and it says Airplane. So it opens with a Jaws joke, and then there's an extended Saturday Night Fever bit. So the movie came out in 1980, so there's a movie joke from 1975 and a movie joke from 1977 right off the top, and then there's a joke about Tupperware in it. Also a joke, I don't know if you guys even remember the commercial. The commercial's like, you know, my husband never has a, talking to herself, my husband never has a second cup of coffee. You guys remember those? Vic, I would imagine that you remember those coffee commercials.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I will have a second cup of coffee. Oh, my husband never has a second cup of coffee at home. And they do that joke like three times in Airplane.
I saw the spit take, the off-screen spit take.
Oh, you
take,
did.
By the way.
You did. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I pointed my two single favorite moments in the movie, and there are millions in the movie. I mean, it's really hysterical. But my two favorite moments, for people who haven't seen it in a while, if you want to go back and watch it, one is Leslie Nielsen's character intro, the first time you see Leslie Nielsen. Now, if you guys remember, Leslie Nielsen plays the doctor who they find on board, you know, and he keeps telling everybody, we've got to get these people to a hospital. A hospital, what is it? Well, it's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. So, headquarters, what is it? Well, it's a big building where generals meet, but that's not important right now. They do that joke like five times in the movie. So anyway, he plays the doctor. And so at one point, people start getting sick on the plane and passengers start getting sick. Anybody who ate fish get sick. Another great line. What were the choices for dinner tonight? Well, it was either steak or fish. And then Leslie Nielsen goes, oh, that's right. I remember. I had lasagna. So anyway, the first time you see Leslie Nielsen, the captain says to the stewardesses, you should see if there's a doctor on board, but be very subtle about it. So Julie Haggerty is like kind of going up to people and saying, I'm sorry to bother you, but are either of you a doctor? And they're like, no. And then a woman raises her hand and she goes, stewardess, I think this man next to me is a doctor. And she goes, oh, and she leans over and she says, excuse me, I'm sorry to wake you, sir, but are you a doctor? And they cut to Leslie Nielsen and he opens his eyes and he's got a stethoscope in his ears. And he goes, yes, that's right. I'm a doctor, with the stethoscope sticking out of his ears. And that's my favorite. That is my favorite, like, single shot in the entire movie. Yes, that's right. I'm a doctor. And then the spit take that Vic was referring to. The spit take, for people who might not know what a spit take is. Spit take is one of the a comedy device that has been used since the beginning of comedy. And a spit take, Dan, you know what a spit take is, right?
I do, yes.
Esmeralda?
Yes.
Yeah. So essentially, for people who might not know it, just from the term spit take, you've seen it a million times. Two people or three people are in a scene, and one person is about to take a drink of water or something, and one person says something like shocking or makes a joke, and the person who's taking the sip of water goes and spits the water out all over the place. That's a spit take. It is an ancient comedy device that has been used since comedy was invented in the prehistoric days. So it's been on stage, it's been in movies, it's been in television. The spit take is a legendary comedy bit. Now, in my opinion, the greatest spit take ever is in Airplane. And the reason why it's so brilliant is that the person doing the spit take is not on camera. Not 100% of the time, when you see a spit take, you see the person drink the liquid, they're on camera, they're in the shot, they spit the liquid out. The genius of the spit take in Airplane is that it starts out, it's Julie Haggerty and Robert Hayes, and Robert Hayes says, you know, he feels very guilty that he led this mission and six pilots died. So he feels very guilty about that. And so you see him in a shot, and he says, you can't tell that to the six men that died. And he's taking a glass of water, and he's about to drink it. And they cut away to Julie Haggerty, and Hayes is not in the spot. And Julie Haggerty says, that would make that seven because George Zipp died this morning. And all of a sudden you hear, and you see water fly across the screen past Julie Haggerty.
Google spit take Airplane, and it's the very top video. And it's worth it.
It's so amazing. It's like the guy doing the spit take is not in the shot. You just see the water fly across, and you see Julie Haggerty's reaction to it. It's the funniest spit take of all time. And you never thought you would ever, I mean, this was in 1980, so it was a long time ago. You know, it was 36 years ago. But at that point, the spit take was ancient. In 1980, the spit take had been done like a billion times. But this is the best spit take of all time because Robert Hayes is not on screen when he does it. Now, you know who does a brilliant variation on the spit take, and this won't be a surprise to anybody who listens to my show, who does the greatest variation of a spit take, Mr. Jerry Lewis. Now, Jerry Lewis's spit take is he's taking a big sip of water. Jerry Lewis will be taking a big sip of water, and someone will ask him a question, and he'll answer it, and all the water will just start rolling out of his mouth. He'll go, blah, well, you see, blah, 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 and then water just pours all over his chest, and he doesn't acknowledge it. Like, he doesn't, it's nothing. He's answering the question as seriously as he can as, you know, 4 ounces of water is pouring out of his mouth all over his shirt. And then he's sopping wet, and for the rest of the interview, he'll just sit there and just have water all over his chest. So... Those are my two favorite moments. The greatest spit take ever and the introduction of Leslie Nielsen's character. Yes, that's right. That's right. I'm a doctor. it's such a funny movie. Oh, man, is it funny. You guys remember Jimmy Walker's cameo? Did it?
I do not.
You don't?
No.
I remembered it, but it was, so many people forgot about it that like when he shows up, there were like people were like kind of applauding in the theater last night. They were they got so excited because Jimmy Walker was in it. And he doesn't have a speaking role. At the beginning of the movie, when they're preparing for takeoff, they cut to the cockpit, and Peter Graves is talking to the navigator. And as they're talking, you can see the cameras in the back of the cockpit, so you can see out through the front windows of the plane. And all of a sudden, Jimmy Walker comes up climbing up a ladder. And he starts cleaning the windshield like they're at a car. He's dressed up like a guy at a car at a gas station. And he's cleaning the windshield, and then he lifts up the hood of the plane and checks the oil. He pulls out a dipstick and checks the oil. And all that's going on. And then he tries to close the hood, and the hood won't close, and he jumps on it and flies off and then lands someplace. And it's no, he doesn't say a word, but it's Jimmy Walker. Such a great movie. So, anyway. All right. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for coming out to Airplane. Our next film club is a great one. It's RoboCop, the original RoboCop, and that'll be on August 9th. Not only is it a great piece of sci-fi, tremendous action movie, but it's a very dark and hilarious satire. Like, RoboCop, as incredibly violent and over-the-top as it is in terms of explosion and death and blood, it is, at its core, a brilliantly funny black comedy and satire. So Come out and see RoboCop. That's August 9th. As always, it's only $10 to get in. The parking is free. And we will have tickets to sell very soon. Tickets will go on sale very soon for that. So my thanks to everybody who came out to see Airplane. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you guys to call in and text 312-981-7200. I have 50 things that you need to eat in Chicago. So it's a dish and the restaurant, or a dish and the place. And if people are coming in from out of town, and there is a restaurant and a certain dish that you have to take them to, what would you recommend? There are 50 here on the list of great things to eat at great places. 312-981-7200, the place and the dish. Tell us about it.